Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. Last December, video game developer Rockstar broke records with their reveal of Grand Theft Auto 6. In just 24 hours, the 90-second trailer hit 90 million views on YouTube, the most views ever in that amount of time by any non-music video. It's safe to say that anticipation for the next installment in this action and adventure franchise is at an all-time high, but anxious gamers will have to wait until 2025 to get their hands on GTA 6, a full 12 years after the last release in the series. So, what should you expect in this next game? From the trailer, we can see that it'll take place in Vice City, a fictionalized version of Miami first introduced in the 2002 release GTA Vice City. But while that game takes place in a retro 80s version of Miami, GTA 6 looks to be set in the present day. And 23 years later, this game will surely have a much larger scope in terms of graphics, gameplay, and sheer size. This time, it'll go beyond the city limits and into the uncharted terrain of the Everglades, the Florida Keys, and other famous locations around South Florida. So, if you've ever wondered what it would be like to parachute out of a helicopter into a swamp full of gators, or race from Miami to Key West in a Ferrari, now's your chance. The trailer carefully reveals very little information about the plot, as Rockstar does their best to prevent any sort of spoilers, but for the first time in the franchise's history, it looks like this game will revolve around a female protagonist, Lucia. We see her first in prison, then on the run from police, and finally robbing a convenience store. While it's unclear in what order these events will take place, we can see she's not alone. Her accomplice, a scruffy and nervous-looking man, seems to also be a love interest. And last but certainly not least, get ready for this game to stir up a significant amount of controversy once it finally launches. Elon Musk already said on X that he doesn't like the franchise because it's all about committing crimes. And in typical GTA fashion, the game will surely take satirical jabs at politicians, the media, and our present-day society as a whole. With today's internet culture in mind, there will be plenty of loud, angry voices reacting. But maybe that's exactly the way Rockstar wants it to be. I'm Tabor Brewster.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.